Hello, and thank you for joining me again here on Illegal Immigration with our United Resource Pack. We have a shorter than normal episode for you today, but it still will be insightful and impactful nonetheless. First and foremost, we're going to take a look at recent comments that were made by Nancy Pelosi. She referenced the leverage associated with illegal immigration. And, you know, I have a question, you know, for Ms. Pelosi. What about American leverage? So, you know, we're going to kind of ask that question, do a little bit of exploring around that subject. Then we're also going to take a look at illegal immigration in India and how people feel about illegal immigration in India. Two people in particular. It's actually not far off from what is going on here in the United States. But I'll have more for you on that a little bit later in the podcast. All of that said, again, thank you for listening. Let's go ahead and jump right into the show. All right. And again, thank you for tuning in to today's show. Again, you're listening to Illegal Immigration with our United Resource Pack. I am your host, Brittany McDowell. And our show is brought to you by our organization, which is our United Resource Political Action Committee. We're not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. We're registered with and regulated by the Federal Election Commission and Secretary of States in various states. We're registered with the IRS and recognized as a tax-exempt political organization. And ultimately, we're committed to taking the resources of the people and committing those resources to issues, policies, and politicians that are in the best case or best interest, rather, of individuals, families, communities, and ultimately our country. And the issue we are focused on the show is illegal immigration. We take issue with many issues, but if you are looking to hear about illegal immigration and all things illegal immigration, this is the show for you. So, you know, did you hear, I believe it happened on Wednesday, Nancy Pelosi, she's been in the news the last few days for saying a little something something. Let me give you the exact quote of what she said. Nancy Pelosi said, and I quote, "Vote for the Democratic Party in the coming midterm elections. This would provide leverage to illegal immigrants." End quote. That was all she said, guys. In anything that I just said, did she say anything about leverage for Americans? I mean, you know, her own constituents. Did she say anything about their leverage? The people she was elected to represent, did she say anything about their leverage? If your answer is no, you guessed right. She didn't say anything about the leverage of her American constituents, let alone Americans at large. She said nothing about their leverage. This is essentially what happened. She held a press conference in El Paso, Texas, and she had this conference with immigrant rights activists and advocates. And she basically just used the press conference to express her overall opposition to the president's zero tolerance policy on illegal immigration. And I mean, it's no surprise that she contradicted herself. You know, she started out saying that, you know, she wasn't going to be political, yet she followed that by saying that she was not going to be able to get her agenda accomplished under Republican leadership in Congress. Was that not a political statement? Sounds a little bit of a political statement to me, you know. Maybe the word Republican means something else, but that's a political party. And so, you know, I'm going to associate that with being a political statement, but that's neither here nor there. I felt the need to point that out. But anywho, it's not just her. It's you have literally, I'm not going to say every, but you have almost every other Democrat that are, they're at a point where they are seeking to make immigration, specifically illegal immigration, a focal point for the midterms this year. And so if you're just sitting around and, you know, I mean, obviously, if you're listening to me, given that this podcast is exclusively about illegal immigration, I obviously know that you care on some level or you take interest with the topic of illegal immigration. But if you are, you know, just sitting, listening to this or, you know, not listening to this because someone else is listening to it and you're hearing by chance, you have to really get to a point where you recognize that you can't afford, I'm going to use a double negative, you can't afford to not care about this issue. Okay. There's no other way to put it other than the fact that you've got to get actively involved. Listening to podcasts is just, it's not enough. Watching YouTube videos is not enough. It's a good start, but it's not enough. Politically, you are going to have to be part of the solution. And recognizing the problem, it's a great start, but it is part of the problem, if not a great deal more of a contributor to the problem, if you fail to do anything about the problem once you recognize that it is a problem. You know, when you look at the other side, and when I say the other side, I want to be very clear. Yes, it is overwhelmingly Democrats on the other side of this issue. Other side meaning those who want open borders and who are opposed to advocating for legal immigration. But they're not exclusively the only people on that other side. You do have Republicans who are on that side as well, who are quote unquote on the other side, as I like to use the term. So I wanted to define that just as a point of reference, because, you know, as I do this podcast and other podcasts, and forgive me for not remembering if this was the podcast I made the statement, but if it wasn't, let me say now, politically speaking, I am an independent. So in that regard, I, you know, some issues I tend to lean a little bit more to the right. Some you'll find that I lean a little bit more to the left. So I'm not, you know, making this, I'm not making these statements and coming from a point of I am an exclusive Republican and damn all the Democrats. No, that's not where I'm coming from. All I'm doing is calling out what's wrong. Okay. And the people who are on the other side screaming for the open borders, screaming for lack of personal responsibility when they talk about it's everybody else's fault other than the person who decided to come here in a manner inconsistent with U.S. laws and policies. Need I say more? Okay. But anyways, on the other side, you have people and they are mobilizing. And I go off on tangents. This is our third show and you will find I do that, but I will try to reel it in and not do it as often because I do recognize that it lengthens the show. But that said, on the other side, they're mobilizing. You know, they are. I read today about, I can't remember the exact number, but you have essentially a few million dollars, I believe, that were raised on Facebook, essentially in support of illegal immigration. Where do we see that on our side? You know, I'm not trying to sit up here and do a whole lot of promotion, but ultimately speaking, I'm not sure if, you know, some of you know what exactly a political action committee is and what they do. As I stated when I opened the show, we're a political action committee. What essentially we do is we seek to influence the electorate by executing what's called independent expenditures. These are, for the most part, I guess, as you commonly would think of them, like advertisements, political advertisements. Those, they again, influence the electorate. But they cost money to do. And in, I believe it was the first show that we did on Monday, I did kind of test out asking for a donation and fundraising. But essentially, I opted not to do that. I'm not going to use our podcast to do that. So you won't hear me do that in this podcast or future podcasts. But, you know, we do have our website at ourpack.com. We have options for people to contribute to our cause. And, you know, I'm not saying you've got to give to us to help us get the message out. But what are you doing, even if it's not financial? What are you doing to get behind this cause? They are mobilizing on the other side. Okay. Maybe you're not in the position where you can go and give money. You know, maybe you literally can't even give $5. I get that. But are you connecting with local activists or local groups that are out there, that are mobilizing, that you can get with? Even something, maybe you can't even get out the house. Are you active online? And in I don't want to say confronting, because you don't want to have a negative energy about it, but when you're online, are you actively participating in conversation where you let it be known that you know that this is wrong, and that you know that we must enforce accountability, that you know that we must uphold the law? Are you doing something as simple as that? If you can't even get online, what about when you're with your friends and your family? You know, I really can't believe, especially in today's climate, that any American can have been around family or friends and not at least one point in the last year had a conversation about illegal immigration. I mean, this is too politically charged of an issue. And if you're not having those types of conversations, you might need to rethink your circle, because this is a big thing, and you want to be around people who are in the know. But some of you, I don't want to say you specifically, but I've read stories, and I've personally known people who have been in the position where, you know, they were too afraid of what people would think if they came out of the closet, so to speak, and said, you know, hey, I believe that, you know, we can have immigration and people can come in and they can be positively contributing members of our society, but they've got to do it legally. If you're afraid to say that, I mean, maybe, you know, we should consider in a future show addressing how to kind of put yourself in a position where you feel more at ease and empowered to present. I don't want to say just those feelings, but to present that aspect of yourself. But whatever the case, I mean, you've got to find some way to be active on this issue, because they are mobilizing. And whether it's in dollars or in activism, we have to be an equal competitor. We have to be just as up to the cause as they are. Otherwise, what you're going to see come of the elections in November is you are going to see a bunch of politicians, either newly elected or retaining their seats, and you're going to see them in a position to enact this open border madness. And we don't want that. We don't need that. That is not good for our families. That is not good for our communities. And that will certainly not be good for our country. We can't have it, you know? So, you know, just find whatever way you can. Get on Facebook, say something. Get on Twitter, say something. Talk to your neighbors, you know? Even something as far as, especially if you have children, consider the fact that your children are going to school and they are being put in environments where this madness is most likely even being fed to them. Practice, I don't want to say practice as if you're like experimenting with your child, but you know, if you're really afraid to have this conversation with other people, first have that conversation with your child. You know, even if you're not afraid, find out what your child is hearing on this matter at school. Because I can guarantee you, especially if they're in the public school system, they're being told that, you know, people who don't want people coming in illegally are racist. And that's I'm not saying that there isn't an issue with racism. I believe that there most certainly is. It might be of a surprise to you, but I am an African-American woman. So I don't even want to make it an African-American thing because there are most certainly white people as well who have dealt with racism. There are Chinese people who have dealt. Racism happens to everybody, and anybody can be racist. But I'm not against the fact that there is racism. I'm against this notion that if you want to uphold the rules and law of our land, that you are a racist individual. I just want you to come here legally. That's all I'm saying. You know, there was a Gallup poll that was released last month, and it basically indicated that immigration, it said immigration, but I think it's more specifically illegal immigration, that it's the most pressing problem that Americans believe the nation is facing. I've heard this several times. I believed it when I heard it, and I believe it even more today. The reason we have a President Donald Trump is specifically because of this illegal immigration issue. I want to use this platform to talk about issues, but I also want to use this platform to be transparent. Personally, I was not someone who wanted to vote for Donald Trump, and I didn't. I also did not vote for Hillary Clinton. Maybe I'll get into that in another podcast. But again, I don't want to do too much of making this about me. But I say that because I think it's important to note when I say that that is why we have him as the president. Well, I think it's twofold. Primarily illegal immigration. He was willing to say things that other politicians didn't even have the balls to get next to and touch. And I think he had a certain level of credibility to his, I didn't want to say rhetoric, but what it was he was saying. He in various ways established credibility that other politicians who maybe hinted at the issue just didn't even earn. They didn't earn that trust that he did with people. Then I think in addition to that, we also have those who specifically for his business acumen elected him to the office of president. But anywho, all of that said, he is in office and Americans really want to see something done with immigration, specifically illegal immigration. And I think that's why we have him on board. Again, we're in the third show and, you know, in three shows, don't even look at this one. Let's just look at the last two shows that I've done. My personal opinion is all I can go off of. I've talked about, you know, I don't want to say a lot, but I've talked about some things that really should, to this point, they should have compelled you to want to do more than just complain about illegals. Everybody knows illegals are, illegal immigrants are a problem. Okay, we see it when we look at the budget. We see it when we look at rule of law. We see it when we look at crime. We see it when we look at overpopulation. You see it when you look at literally in certain cities, when you look at what they were, gosh, 5 years ago compared to now. God forbid you go back 10 years. Some of them, the transformation has been so fast that you can look back a year or two and it's a completely different place. We're at a critical point. I mean, we are so close to do or die. November is do or die on this issue. And, you know, I could have easily, when I put together our podcast program, it would have been a lot easier on me personally, especially because, again, I serve not just as the host of the show, but I founded our United Resource Pack. I am the president on our board of directors, and then I also hold a role as our chief executive officer as it relates to the daily operations of the business. So I've got a lot going on, and when I tell you I stress, but when I tell you I pull myself thin, I know it's not great and it's not sustainable long term. But I'm doing it because I know it needs to be done. I could have easily opted to just do one show and maybe do one show a day, but focusing on all the issues that we tackle. We technically have 9 issues that we think are really important, one of which is illegal immigration. But rather than doing that and kind of bunching everything into one podcast, I took it upon myself to say, you know what, I've got a lot on my plate, but all of these issues are super important. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to create individual podcasts or individual issues and tackle them. Again, I know long term this isn't sustainable, but short term it's doable. You know, I live and die by a schedule, so I can work accordingly. And as I've stated before, I don't plan to always host this show. We're a relatively new political action committee. So once we secure, you know, more funding, we should be in a position where we can have someone else host the show. But for now, it's just me. I'm not complaining. I'm just explaining to you our long-term plan. But anywho, so, you know, I've talked about, you know, we've talked about ICE. We've talked about, actually ICE was mentioned in both of the shows. We talked about, you know, hiring as it relates to, it was a letter to, employers. We've talked about various things. We talked about the morality of illegal immigration, and you have to be compelled to want to do more than just know that we have a problem. Anyone knows that we have a problem, but we've got to do something, because when you look on the other side, they are clearly mobilizing. This is the equivalent of us knowing we're about to go to war. They have their war attire on. They have their guns. Do they all wear elbow pads? I've never been to war, you know, so I'm sorry if I don't know what they wear. I know it looks really neat and some of them look hot, like, ooh. But that's my thought as a single woman, but, you know, it's the equivalent of them essentially being prepared and us looking around saying, well, we know they're coming. they're going to be here any minute. We know they're, when are we going to suit up and boot up? When are we going to take it upon ourselves, to put our boots on, to put our elbow pads on, if that's what they wear? But do they wear helmets? I think I've seen them with helmets. I want to say wear gloves, because I can imagine if you shoot a gun, you need gloves. I think I've never shot a gun, so I don't know. Even though I'm all for, you know what, I'm going to leave that subject alone. That's another show. I've got to compartmentalize and make sure I don't like cross shows in some of my comments. But anywho, here I go again rambling. I apologize. All of this said, guys, you know, these people, they're not fighting for, let alone mentioning, your American leverage. That's the whole point of this segment of this episode. So what I want you to do is I want you to take a stand for yourself and to do something. Have a conversation. Donate your time or money, whatever you can to do something. Don't do anything crazy. I'm not telling you to go out there and act the fool and bully people. No, that is not what I'm saying. You know, the bullying, we're already getting it when people are coming and snatching off MAGA hats. And we don't need to stoop to that level. But what we can do is we can rise to the occasion and have conversations. We can have, if you want to spar, do some verbal sparring. You know, I did some the other day. I'm not going to tell you where, but I did. You know, it wasn't necessarily on the illegal immigration issue, but, you know, it felt good. Anywho, have those conversations, give of yourself, because flat out, if you sit up here and you tell me you care about illegal immigration, yet you fail to do anything about it, I'll tell you right now, you don't give a damn. So I want to take a look at another country, okay? We're going to look at India. I'm not going to get into the facts and the figures, the numbers on illegal immigration in India, but I will tell you that illegal immigration in India it's a problem, okay? And it's a problem to the extent that Indian citizens are online conversing about the problem of illegal immigration in India. So I want to take a look at two tweets, okay? And I have some things to say about them. So on August 1st, you have what appears to be a woman by the name of Taslima Nazreen on Twitter, and her handle is at Taslima Nazreen. She put out a tweet, and the tweet reads as follows. No person should be called illegal immigrant. Bangladeshi people who illegally enter India, their acts are illegal based on Indian law, but they are not illegal. Early humans moved from Africa to Asia for a better life. Since then, humans have been moving. Our human ancestors were not illegal. I'm going to come back to this tweet in a moment and tell you exactly what is on my mind. And I want to point some things out to you about this type of argument that is frequently put out there. You have someone by the name of Kamal Anand who responded, and his handle, and again, this is on Twitter, is the @_KamalAnand. Okay. He basically replies, and I say he because that's what he appears to be. I could get into why I'm saying this, but that's another topic for another podcast. We'll be rolling out shortly. anywho. So he responded with, when I come to my home, you're most welcome. But please knock on the door or ring the bell and ask my permission. Then come in. If I catch you sneaking in through the back door or a broken window without my knowledge, I have every right to kick you out. And then he has two hashtags, one of which is legal immigration. He responded on the same day that Taslima Nazreen made her initial post. So you might be asking, Brittany, why are you, telling us about illegal immigration in India? It's not so much that I'm focused on illegal immigration in India. What I'm focused on is the conversation that is going on between two individuals who are dealing with the exact same problem or are perceiving that they're dealing with the exact same problem that we are dealing with here in the United States. So Taslima, in her initial tweet, she starts out by saying that no person should be called illegal. Okay, they shouldn't be called illegal immigrant. I believe it was my first podcast on Monday where I talked about the fact that words are used against us. And I referenced an upcoming conference call that we're having. It was supposed to be on the website on our events section, but it's not up yet because we're going to end up rescheduling it. Too many people haven't registered at this point, so it's not that big of a thing because we haven't actually put the registration up yet on our website. But we'll be giving you more information on that shortly. But she states that no person should be called illegal. And I referenced the conference call because one of the things you will find happens pretty frequently is that when people cannot directly respond to the message itself. The easiest way to kind of deflect from the failure of their argument is to either point at the other person in a direct or an indirect manner. And so essentially what she starts off by doing in this tweet is she starts off by indirectly taking a dig at or making an assumption about the people who use the phrase illegal immigrant. Now, she is right in the fact that, well, maybe instead of saying legal immigrant, I'll use the case of America. You know, we could opt to say individuals who enter this country in a manner inconsistent with U.S. policy and procedure. I mean, do we have to start getting more factual? I don't even want to say more factual, but do we need to start getting more technical? When people cannot defend their premise, they then want to come after you on technicalities. That's not necessarily a bad thing. You know, when you look at something like that being done and done in a legal profession, you know, that's something that's awesome. And actually, when you're looking at debating an individual, sometimes that's the best way to kind of wiggle yourself out of a situation from the perspective of the topic of debate. Or if you just necessarily don't have the skills to spar with the other individual with whom you're debating. But whatever the case, I'm not going to say that what she did was bad, but people need to recognize what is being done when you see something like this or you hear something like this. When people say, well, people shouldn't be called illegal. So how do you respond to that? You know, my personal opinion, I'm automatically coming back with, well, did they come here in a manner consistent with the laws? You know, what, you know, come back with a question. Again, we'll be coming with more information on how to deal with the language of this issue, because it is very important. But she's using a tactic here when she first says that no person should be called illegal. Then I find it kind of ironic because in her second sentence, she comes back and she says that their acts are illegal based on law, as if that's not supposed to matter. But they are not illegal. Again, she's using a technicality rather than trying to defend what she knows to be true, which is that they broke the law. You have to recognize when this is being done, because when you don't recognize that, you can't come back and combat that and aggressively go after that stance. And if you don't do that, you end up looking like the bad person. See, you're out here calling people illegals. No, that's not what I'm doing. Let's be honest about the situation and say that you're advocating for people to circumvent the law as it currently is. Make them go back on the defensive rather than you being on the defensive, because that's what they are trying to do when they make these types of comments. You have to look at and listen to the language of the other side because it matters. Okay. Taslima then goes on and she talks about early humans moving from Africa to Asia for a better life. Okay. That's irrelevant. Why is that irrelevant? Because they weren't moving in a way that they had to deal with countries that were established. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, if you go into just say an unincorporated area, an area where, you know, it's not incorporated, an area in the middle of nowhere versus an area that is incorporated, the experiences are two different experiences, because one is an apple and one is an orange. One has a, you know, one has, well, I don't want to get into the specifics, but they're apple and oranges, you know. If you've ever, I don't know if you're familiar with the West Coast, but if you've ever lived or visited in Nevada and you drive out in the open desert, your experience in that open desert that's desolate is going to be different than your experience in, say, Vegas, where it's a heavy populated area and you have cameras everywhere and you have, you know, I'm not saying you don't have regulation in unincorporated areas, but the experience is different. And again, apples and oranges. And so, you know, what she does ultimately in her tweet is she automatically starts off with a statement that puts literally anyone who's going to disagree and say that people should be called illegal immigrants. And that's not even the conversation you should be having if you respond to her. She is trying to trap you with her language, and you have to realize when that is being done. When I look at Kamal's response, I don't want to elaborate too much more on this, but when I look at Kamal's response, I mean, he did a really good job and used a really great example. And I mean, it's almost, you know, like what I talked about, I believe it was on the last show when I talked about, you know, the people wanting these open borders. And then specifically we talked about how some of these politicians are, you know, not concerned with the stolen identities of Americans when these illegal immigrants come in and steal their identities. But I can guarantee you that they have identity protection. And, you know, they don't care because they don't perceive it to be applicable to them. But he used a great example. But, you know, I wish that in his response, he would have attacked her more. I don't even want to say attacked. He would have addressed more of the linguistic portion of her argument, or specifically that, as opposed to running with her assumption that she made with no person should be called illegal. So, you know, I mean, again, it's not to say that, you know, I want to now start focusing on illegal immigration in other countries. I'm sure they're going, they're having problems with illegal immigration, especially, you know, we see that in Europe. But this is important, not to say that I don't care about illegal immigration in India, but it's not on my high list of priorities. This was brought up because Taslima literally took a play from the book of Open Border Sympathizers. If we can't fight them on the actual issue, indirectly attacked them. Well, at least she didn't come out and call him a racist or anything like that. You know, that's probably her next line of her next line that she'll type, because that's typically what comes along with saying that people shouldn't be called illegal immigrants. But just I want you to be mindful of the language that is used when you have these conversations, when you have these debates, when you see it on social media. Even if you're not in that conversation, if you see it or if you hear it, address it. Because when we continue to let people run around here and say, oh, well, you know, no person is illegal, ask them, at what point did I say that the person was, that their body was not legal? I'm not disputing that their body wasn't legal. Let me get technical with you, since you want to get technical with me. This person entered this country in a manner that is inconsistent with policy and procedure. This person did not utilize legal methods or ports of entry. What's wrong with that? When you do that and you get technical with them, you'll easily see they have no defense. That's what you got to do, man. Like, just as Nike said, just do it, you know. But anywho, we're done with the show. I know I typically at this point have had kind of three things that we talked about during the show, but this show was particularly short because I didn't have another topic I could have. What I wanted to do was to kind of give a trial run to see how talking on two subjects worked as opposed to three. That said, thank you so much for tuning in and listening to Illegal Immigration. with our United Resource Pack. I am your host, Brittany, and I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Stay tuned on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, as that's when new podcast episodes are released. As you probably already know, these podcasts are not live, so you will not be able to listen to them live. But if you are on our website at our-pack.com and you hit the little person's icon on the left-hand side, you'll be able to see links to our podcasts. If you select and click the Illegal Immigration Podcast, you will see our actual individual podcast, podcast episodes for our podcast. There is a pop-up that comes up if you would like to join our email marketing list and receive notifications of new podcast episodes as they're posted. You can have that done as well if it works for you, whatever floats your boat. But anywho, again, thank you so much for listening. Enjoy the rest of your day. Specifically, Specifically, take the weekend, relax, enjoy your family, get out in the community, get active, and be a patriot. Have a conversation at the very least. But if you can do more, such as finding an activity to volunteer at that promotes legal entry to this country, if you can donate financially specifically to us, or if you don't want to donate to us, you can donate to other organizations. But if you do donate to us, know that your donations are used to help us advertise or execute independent expenditures that advocate for the support or defeat of political candidates who support our stand on illegal immigration. Anywho, enjoy your weekend. Stay safe out there. And I will be back on your line on Monday. Have a good one, guys.